You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price. The Million Dollar Man.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because, buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just letting you know, you need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T. Boy, the baddest champion you ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And before we get to our guest, you've got myself in studio, but also on the line with us, we got Devin and Tony. How you guys doing, brother man? Let them know where they can find you on social media.
You guys might need to unmute yourselves on Skype.
I'm on this. Oh, thank you, Randy. I just pushed the button and figured it out for myself. Y'all got to unmute yourselves, by the way.
I could mute you, but I can't unmute you.
Shouts out to the Randy. You can find me on the social medias at Tony Thunder. That's enough. This is Justin Timberlake's, Jaden Smith, and Steven Tyler's favorite pro wrestling and MMA podcast. Don't forget it.
This is good to know. Devin, you there?
The Justin Timberlake thing gets me every time, man. this is Devin McKenzie. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTheG63. You can find me on Instagram at AllStack No Sizzle. Speaking of AllStack No Sizzle, the podcast is coming back. January 6th will be the first episode. So make sure you check that out wherever you listen to this podcast. You can pretty much find it there. And for those of y'all that are going to the big kaiju battle show next week and the Shine show next week, I will be in town for those shows, man. So come check us out.
And last but not least, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, that too. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT, and make sure you're following the show at all of our social medias at KO3CPod. Without any further ado, we've got a very special guest with us. We've got the man behind the microphone for Evolve Wrestling. We've got Mr. Trevin Adams. How you doing, brother man?
Hey, how are you guys? Did I unmute successfully?
You did.
Yes, you Perfect. Did.
How about that technology?
It's you got to love it. You can love it and hate it at the same time. Shit.
Exactly.
Let them know where they can find you at, man.
I can be found on the Twitters and the Instagrams, _Trevin_Adams, because underscores are cool.
I mean, that sums it up. So as we talked about, Devin said he's going to be in town December 13th for the Shine Show and Kaiju Battle, but this Friday, December 6th, Knights of Columbus, Livonia, Michigan, you've got Evolve coming to town. Firstly, Trevin, how long have you been working with Evolve?
So I've been with the World Wrestling Network in general, and including Evolve Wrestling, since the beginning of 2013. So I've got one of my hats is the ambassador of the World Wrestling Network, a.k.a., you know, whether it's Shine Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Full Impact Pro, American Combat Wrestling, or some of the other brands. You know, I've got multiple jobs at these various promotions under our giant WWN umbrella.
So as we've gotten into this year, you know, everything we've seen from Evolve, you know, I would say it's not even arguable that this is probably the biggest year in that company's history. Tell us a little bit about the changes you've seen in WWN Live and Evolve, or any of those companies for that matter, you know, in the last couple years, because it really seems like you guys have kind of picked up with the integration of NXT.
Well, that's it, right? You know, it's a weird world right now, and it's not just us. It's just about everywhere when it comes to who's wrestling where and you know, where guys are getting opportunities and so forth. And what's kind of fun right now for us, as you've mentioned, for a little over a year now, having a very close relationship with NXT, we're getting to bring in guys that aren't the usual suspects. You know, for every time there's somebody like an Adam Cole on the show, you've got somebody like a Tura Huas or a Babatunde. You know, getting to see these talents early on where they are in their career and getting to mix them up against, you know, guys you wouldn't see them face right now, you know, an Anthony Green, a Curt Stallion and so forth. You know, it really makes for unique matchups. And so when we use monikers like Only and Evolve, I mean, it's not an exaggeration. So getting to see guys that are up and comers from a perspective of the indies with the guys that are the up and comers within NXT, you know, really makes for some not just unique matchups, but one of those you'll look back on it in a couple of years and you'll be like, oh, damn, that guy was here. Like the Street Profits are a perfect example. I mean, they were Evolve Tag Team Champions and now here they are main eventing Monday Night Raw. You know, that's a crazy ascension. And to be able to say, hey, we worked with those guys and, you know, they had some pretty unique matchups that literally you won't see anytime soon again.
The next question. Go ahead, Devin.
Real quick, because the funny thing is, like, I've been a Street Profits fan pretty much since I saw them debut on NXT. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, anytime they would come to Detroit, for some reason, either they wouldn't be on the show or one would be on the show and not the other one. So really, the first time I ever got to see the Street Profits live was at an Evolve show where they were the tag team champions. So can you talk on how much of a marketing advantage that gives you? Being an independent company now than you had before?
Well, that's, you know, so you bring up an interesting point with the independent word. And despite a lot of rumors and assumptions by people, we really are an independent company. You know, there's not an ownership stake by WWE. Yes, we're getting to use their talent. You know, yes, you'll see at the end of our Evolve shows, we'll throw up their logo because indeed, you know, they've got the opportunity to leverage the footage if they see fit. And hell, we were on the WWE network, which still blows my mind, right? You know, but the reality is, like you just said, you know, for a market that I honestly didn't know that you hadn't gotten to see both Dawkins and Tez at the same time together until we got to bring them, even better, right? But right. Even these meet and greets, you know, getting the opportunity to meet the United Kingdom champion, Walter, you know, you don't just show up at an NXT or even an NXT UK show. And these guys aren't just sitting around. You know, you may get a couple people to sign, especially if you're in one of the shows in Florida. But if you go to TakeOver, I mean, you guys know what it's like. It's a big show. It's a big production. There's not this intimate opportunity to meet these guys, to see these guys, and let alone to see them with just a couple hundred people. So I do argue that's one of the things that we can offer that, you know, a lot of folks just can't.
Yep.
That was like an awkward pause from everybody.
I was about to joke. I killed the town, guys.
Tony, you got any questions for our guest?
Yeah. Who's your favorite ref of all time and why is it Jake Clements?
My favorite and why is it Jake Clements? Nice. How much should he pay you to ask that question?
top dollar.
I'm a big fan of Jake Clemens for the record. And, you know, one of the things when it comes to the officials, you know, and even myself, to be honest, right, because I joked about the hats, but this may blow your guys' mind. But, you know, indie wrestling isn't exactly a glamorous place, right? You know, so it's in a lot of ways, it's akin to, say, indie rock. You know, so the same band you're about to watch are the same ones making sure everything's set up. Everything has to work. If something breaks, you're fixing it yourself. And again, you got about like 20 jobs. And a guy like Jake, I mean, he helps literally lead all the production stuff. You know, guys like him, Jeff Bundy, you know, they're there busting their humps, even though you see them as officials on the show. They're the ones that are literally, and this is the same, by the way, with WWE, NXT, and so forth. You know, they're the ones leading the charge, making sure all the production stuff gets done and so forth. So in that respect, he's awesome. He's okay in the ring, I guess, but yeah.
Shout out to him, by the way, for becoming senior official. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
You also mentioned another one of our past guests, who's another one of your guys' officials. Bundy's been on the show with us as well.
He's a super hardworking dude, for the record.
I mean, if you watch the guy's social media, I mean, I feel like every time I see the guy post, he's at some different show somewhere. So, I mean, at the very least, I mean, shit, nobody can accuse the guy not getting out there and getting after it.
Well, no, that's it. And I mean, honestly, that is Jeff Bundy's story when it comes to Evolve was. You know, he came in, he did tryouts and he kept coming and showing up, you know, and he wasn't like, hey, where's my payday? He's showing up with, hey, I want to get better. How can I help? You know, and he kept saying, how can I help? And then it was like, well, you're a ref, get in the damn ring. And then, oh, wait, you're doing good, you know, And that was the thing with him is, you know, he's a guy who legitimately wants to get better, legitimately wants to grow in what he can do in the sport. And that's, you know, that's what's kind of fun about being where we are from the perspective of Evolve Wrestling and from the ladies' perspective, Shine Wrestling as well. Not to say, kind of excited we've had more of a women's division in Evolve. But in general, looking at them as kind of two precipices within what we can offer with WWN, you know, you get to see folks that are, they're hungry, but they're taking it seriously. They're not taking anything for granted. They know nobody's getting rich at this level, but they're happy to be there. You know, so you don't see people that are just miserable and, oh, hey, I got a, you know, like, oh, I'm booked and I'm whatever. I'm not picking on anybody by name. But, you know, like I'm some talent that gets booked to work everywhere because I'm a kind of no name in the indie. And oh, I had to come here to random no place, whatever. You know, there's nobody like that. No matter where we're running, what we're doing, everybody's excited to be there and to get to do what they can do on the card. And that can get infectious in a good way. And I think to the original question about how are some things different right now, you've got that energy throughout the whole roster. And there's not anybody who's been around, you know, the indies for a really long time. And as I was just starting to say, kind of, I don't want to say taking it for granted, but, you know, it doesn't mean as much to them. Even guys that are veterans like an Eddie Kingston. I mean, you know, Eddie seems as excited to be there at every show at this point as maybe he's ever been in his entire career. And we're talking, what, 16 plus years? You know, and here's a guy who still is hungry and wanting to do what he's doing. And like I said, especially with a locker room leader like him, it's absolutely infectious.
So that brings up a good question in and of itself. You know, you're talking about the vibe in the locker room with the guys that are working the shows. I mean, what's the overall vibe that you've seen from the guys that are coming over from NXT and NXT UK? You know, they're coming over here coming from, you know, Full Sail and the takeovers, which are at the big arenas, which they've been selling out and killing. I mean, what's the vibe like with the guys that are coming in from NXT and NXT UK? I mean, just on this show Friday that you guys have got coming up, I mean, Ciampa's going to be there. You've got Walter's going to be there. I mean, you guys have had Adam Cole there. You've had, I mean, a who's who of people, and that's not even counting, you know, Huas and Babatunde and all those guys. So what's their vibe like when they go from a place like, you know, an NXT WWE to coming back to Evolve?
Well, so, and that's a great question, right? And, you know, it's going to sound like I'm, you know, toting the proverbial company line, but these guys want to be here. And I really mean that. You know, and in the case, like Adam Cole is a great example because the last New York weekend, you know, in fact, there was one point we were like, are we going to lose him at the last minute? Because this was just a couple weeks ago and it was right in the middle of when he was popping up on, you know, Raw and popping up on SmackDown and so forth. And, you know, he was excited. Here we are, you know, because he and I actually had quite an opportunity to talk to each other in Brooklyn in particular, because we were doing a seminar that he was running there. Then there was some downtime between the seminar and the event. And, you know, we had a pretty long conversation and he was excited to be there. And again, this is the guy coming off of, you know, about a week ago at that point, it just worked Daniel Bryan. And then earlier in the week of Seth Rollins and, you know, all the big stuff going on. And he was excited that, and he was actually nervous that he might've got pulled because that was when they might have, you know, they did the shows in the UK and there was the threat he was going to have to go to the UK for them, even though he's in the middle of probably one of the coolest weeks of a professional wrestler's career. He was still excited to get to do that. And get to meet the fans, excuse me, that are so excited to be there. And I mean, that's the thing. Like a Ciampa is a perfect example too. You know, not only is he contributing from the perspective of the in-ring work and the number of dudes and dudettes on this show right now, I'll tell you that they're all happy to have Tommaso Ciampa there from the perspective of him offering his, you know, to use WWE terms, producer skills, but really agenting some of the matches. But then he enjoys getting to meet all the fans. And I think that's one of the things they don't get to do as much in WWE/NXT, because like I mentioned, and that's by no means a knock on NXT, so to speak. In fact, they have really fun live events. And if you ever come to Florida, and I'm not taking anything away from Full Sail, but Full Sail's, especially these days, it's a live production, right? But if you go to one of their house shows, you know, there will be certain talents you'll get to meet. There's, you know, it's more intimate, but in general, it's nothing like this kind of an atmosphere. Like you guys have been to Livonia. So it's, you know, you get like 300-400 people in the building, and anybody who wants to meet any of the guys there, whether it's a Walter, a Ciampa, Babatunde, whomever, you know, you can meet them. I mean, you're not going to get shut out. And that's not something, you know, you go to WWE Access and, you know, you're watching the clock. Wow, we only have 4 hours. I hope I make it through the line, you know, and that, again, is one of those cool things that, you know, we won't be able to offer certain guys forever, because I'm sure Adam Cole's not long for this, you know, this world on Wednesdays. And at some point here he is on Mondays or Fridays, and you won't get to meet him in an intimate atmosphere like that. But you could have met him last time we had him here. You know what I mean? And that would be kind of my comment to a lot of folks is, you know, there's guys, whether it's guys like a Josh Briggs or a JD Drake, who's on the Evolve roster, that, you know, at some point they'll be moving somewhere else. Or again, like a Valter, again, how long will he be in a setting where we can keep having and presenting him like this? You know, this is one of those, take advantage of it while it's in your backyard.
Yeah, actually, I got a perfect example of that. One of the last times that we were there, we literally just sat around and chopped it up with Cassius Ohno for about a good 10, 15 minutes. So, yeah, people, make sure you get your tickets now so you can take advantage of these opportunities.
But, no, KO's a great example, by the way, because he's the kind of guy that he's excited to be there and he likes getting to shoot the breeze with you.
Oh, yeah. And what two people that I wanted to ask you about is, one, you were talking about NXT live shows. I got to check out an NXT live show in the Memphis area not too long ago. And I got to see Reina Gonzalez wrestle live for the first. And I'm very interested in her. And also a person that I've been wanting to see live for a while. Fortunately, I won't be in Detroit for this show. But Matt Sydal, guy I've been a fan of for years. So talk to me about them two and what they have going on this show.
So Reina is a great example of somebody that you got to see her in Memphis, so you've seen how good she is. But there's only so many chances to get the shine right now on USA on Wednesdays. And to credit to WWE, they're doing a pretty good job with cycling talent through. And I think she's a big example of somebody. It'll be a matter of time before you're seeing her there. But here's a chance to show off what she can do in a different setting, as well as, you know, give her the opportunity to get to work in front of a different set of fans. And so I thought she did a great job when we had her her debut with Evolve in New York, and I got to work with her as part of the recap from Evolve 140, which you guys can check out on the WWN Live YouTube. You know, her and Shotzi get into a pull apart, and she was, you know, really easy to work with when it came to, you know, obviously they do all the stuff from a production point of view at the Performance Center, but, you know, had a great attitude, was fun to work with. And, you know, and it's exciting because I think she's a perfect example, legit, of somebody you're going to be looking at, be like, oh, dude, like my Street Profits example. Oh, man, we got to have her for a while. That's pretty cool. Sydal, on the other hand, so I've known Matt a long time, and we actually have him. So for those of you who live near Tampa, you know, you're sitting on the opportunity to actually get to train with Matt Sydal because he's our head trainer at our WWN training center. But so Matt's been working with us in that capacity for quite a while. And, you know, we actually, one of the look at the card now crazy weekends, if you look at there's a three shows in Florida, Evolve 31, 32, 33. That's when Drew McIntyre debuted and became the Evolve champion. And in that same loop, we had Ricochet versus Matt Sydal for the first time. And that was just a crazy match. But you know, those were really the only two times we got to work with Matt in Evolve. He had obviously gotten to work with Gabe Sapolsky and ROH and so forth, but you know, getting to see the same energy from him the last loop. And again, it hasn't been so long since we've gotten to work together in that capacity. You know, it's cool getting to have him back. And that's another, you know, veteran in the locker room, but a guy that not only can he still go, but you know, he's one of those guys I can only imagine somebody will snatch up at some point.
So with that being said, you know, you mentioned some of the other names in Evolve, like Josh Briggs, who's also past guest of the show, you know, who has really kind of come into his own. He's now has the Evolve champion, which he took from another past guest of the show, Austin Theory. For those who haven't gotten to check out an Evolve show, I mean, obviously you see the names that are out there on the marquee, which obviously and smartly you'll see more about the NXT stuff. For those who haven't been to an Evolve show, you know, who are some of the guys that you would tell people that they should look out for that maybe they haven't heard of yet?
So you just obviously named a very, very obvious one with Josh Briggs, and he recently won the Evolve Championship, and he's actually facing JD Drake, who I mentioned earlier. And you know, you could just Drake actually some of his standouts in Evolve early on in his time, standout matches were in Livonia, including against Matt Joe. Riddle in Matt's last match before signing with NXT with us. And you know, those are two guys that some folks may recognize, especially Drake from his match with Austin Theory on the WWE Network special, for those who had seen it. But you know, still, these aren't guys that you're seeing everywhere on the indies, which surprises me you're not seeing them more places, albeit I'm starting to see them get out more places. But those are definitely two dudes that, you know, I think you'll leave and you'll be like, damn, what a match. You know, for those who aren't familiar with Kurt Stallion, ton of personality there, a great wrestler in the ring as well. You know, I think Stallion's a heck of a standout. And, you know, folks in more of the Midwest and Texas and so forth have gotten to see Kurt for a while, but now getting to bring him other places he hadn't been, or at least in other match type situations. You know, that's a cool thing with Kurt. And similarly, the guy he's going to be facing is Anthony Green. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Resho Anthony Green, he's one of those guys you might first look at and be like, huh, is this going to be a joke? And then he starts wrestling and you go, ooh, this guy's good. You know, and those are some of those guys that are, you know, as they're coming up, you add to them the guys like the Skulk, you know, and Leon Ruff, who's one half of the Evolve Tag Team Champions, and, you know, under the tutelage of AR Fox, and then Adrian Lannis and Liam Gray, who've come into their own as well. You know, it's really cool getting to watch these guys go from the we're outside the ring coming out with AR Fox just going, hey, to, you know, these guys are now literally winning championships. Lannis and Gray became the FIP World Tag Team Champions recently, and just seeing how good they're getting. And I think those are guys that, again, you'll start seeing more places, but I think will stand out to you, you know, if you're there on December 6th.
So another one of the matches that sticks out to me on this card, you've got Timothy Thatcher is going to be on that card. Now,
oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of stuff from him, whether it be Bloodsport or, you know, other various places he's been. Give me your thoughts on Timothy Thatcher and then bringing him in, because a match with him versus Walter just sounds like either A, somebody might lose a nipple from getting chopped, or I don't know, because somebody's going to get the shit beat out of him. That's all I know.
No, I'm actually tickled pink about that match. And that's a match that Walter wanted. So Timothy Thatcher's former Evolve champion. I actually, you know, I won't even be shy about this. Back in 2014, I had the opportunity, and it was really on Drew Gulak's recommendation, to sneak him into Full Impact Pro. And I actually had a fight a little bit with the powers that be, because, you know, we were trying to figure out what to do with him. And Gulak didn't have he was the CZW champion at the time, and we were going to have him defend the championship. We had a double shot in Florida, and the second night was going to be against actually Roderick Strong, which obviously was going to be an interesting match. But the first night, it took a lot of convincing, but it turned into Drew Gulak versus Timothy Thatcher. And that was in March 2014. And I dare say it wasn't but a few months later that, you know, next thing you know, that seems to be the defining style of what Evolve became, because of how good those guys were and giving them the chance to show what they could do. So Tim is just phenomenal. And, you know, I'm really excited to see the other places he's been working in recent history and the number of folks that are appreciating what Thatcher can do. But like you said, you know, him and Walter running buddies in Ring Conf and so forth over in WXW in Germany, you know, they know each other well. I don't know how many times they've faced off. And that's actually egg on my face. Maybe somebody's going to say, oh, WXW, they had, you know, 7,000 matches and it was a blood feud until they became buddies. But I know they've trained together so many times. I mean, they're going to know each other incredibly well. I think it's going to be one of those special matches that they're going to have a stage that they can do whatever they want to do. You know, so it's not like there's going to be some sort of time constraints. There's not going to be, oh, hey, you can't go grapple as you want to grapple. I expect it to be definitely hard hitting, as you pointed out. And they're two tough dudes. And, you know, I don't see either one backing down legitimately. And the best part is it's non-title. You know, so you can't just assume, oh, well, it's the WWE United Kingdom champion, so he's defending his championship. We won't have a WWE United Kingdom championship title change in Livonia. Well, there's no title on the line. So, you know, I'm incredibly excited for that match.
Tony, you got any questions?
This is a little bit off topic from wrestling, but what can you tell the people about Yoder's Amish Village?
Is that whatever this Mangladorian thing everybody's talking about is?
No, Yoder's Amish Village. It's a restaurant.
Oh, Yoder's. I thought you said Yoda's. I'm like, what is this? Because everybody's talking about this Baby Yoda thing. Oh, Baby Yoda's over in Sarasota. So yeah. So I actually do happen to know a little something about that. And that's only because Man versus Food, of all things. So I live in Orlando. And actually, Sarasota is a pretty darn nice vacation-y place. And I've gotten to get over there a handful of times. But I had somebody coming to visit. And they were like, hey, we're flying in on a Thursday, leaving on a Sunday morning. And hey, while we're there, let's go to the Keys. And I'm like, cool, that's about 8 hours away. not going to work. But there's a place called Siesta Key, which is basically right there in Sarasota, Florida. And I just so happened to be catching, this is going on a decade ago, an episode of Man versus Food. And one of the places they indeed go is Yoder's. So it's both a restaurant as well as they have like a, like you said, like an Amish store there. But so they've got some of the best pie. And I'm not making like the Rock, you know, innuendo joke. They legitimately have the best pie I've probably ever had. The challenge is there's no preservatives in it. So if you're going to go buy it, it's only going to last like a day or two. So, you know, the peanut butter cream is phenomenal, but just about anything I've ever had there, really, really good. And they've got really good fried chicken as well if you decide to actually eat there. They have limited hours, though, so that's one thing to check in advance. But so if you're ever coming to Tampa or, again, Sarasota or Naples or whatever, worth the trip. But so now that I gushed about it, what makes you ask about Yoder's?
Well, you know, just doing a little research and, you know, unlike Jake Clemens, they didn't pay me for that. You know, I just want to know your opinions on that and to tell the great people about, you know, an attraction in your area, you know.
I got you. Well, so and so that same episode of Man vs. Food, while we put over, you know, a show that's still on, but I guess different host now. So they also went to a place called the Salty Dog. And there's a couple locations of that. But the one they went to is on the water. And it's basically like a hot dog that's like tempura, if I was going to describe it. So it's not like a fried hot dog, like a traditional fried hot dog. There's places with those. But it's like a hot dog kind of like tempura style. It's surprisingly good. So that's another one kind of both between the setting and getting the hot dog at the Salty Dog. That's worth it. And then the third place they went was a place called Munchies 420. And with a name like that and hours that are 420 to 420, their work ethic was about what you would expect. Waited an hour for food. The food sucked. And sorry, they lost me, man. So I guess they were too busy doing whatever that 420 represents. A.K.A. just go to Salty Dog and Yoder's. Don't waste your time with Munchies.
Oh, shit. I wasn't expecting that one.
They did it to themselves.
You guys know what question I got to ask next.
Oh, God.
So you said you live in Orlando, Florida, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Shit.
So in your time in Florida, have you had any interactions with Florida Man?
There's a lot of these people named Florida Man. You didn't know?
Oh, so it's not just one guy doing all this crazy stuff across the whole.
I wish it was, but no. No, indeed. That is like the running joke, of course, right? It, you know, not just in this country, but, you know, pretty much people internationally know about Florida Man does X, you know? It's pretty crazy.
So,
let the record show I'm a transplant, so I'm not from Orlando. I live in Orlando.
Okay. Had to clarify.
Yeah,
but serious question. Can you tell me what the hell Kaiju Big Battle is? I talked to Chris a little bit about it, and I didn't know what it was. And basically, the way he described it was like Godzilla meets professional wrestling. So can you give me more of a detailed description of what this is? Because I'm very intrigued.
As I laugh, right? So, all right, so Kaiju Big Battle. So, and then the Chris you mentioned, of course, is Chris Bonjour, who is not only a phenomenal human being, but as you guys vividly know, you know, he's the dude that, you know, he stepped up. He said, look, I got a place near Detroit. We could do shows. Let's get a ball back to the Midwest. And, you know, probably the only other person I know who's ever done something like that, and hint, it was in my market, was me. You know, there's not a lot of folks that step up and say, hey, I'll help you actually find what you need and, you know, help set up a loop. And that was indeed Chris. So he's an awesome, awesome dude. But in fact, he's the dude that hit me up and said, hey, are you available at 9? I was like, of course, this sounds like fun. So Kaiju Big Battle. So funny story about Kaiju Big Battle, right? This has existed for a very long time. So for those of you who remember G4 Tech TV, these guys even had a show back in the day. But this is like Godzilla in a wrestling ring.
Oh,
this is definitely one of those. Whereas in the case of Evolve, I would tell you how adamant I am about treating it like a sport and presenting it like a competition. This is 180 degrees to the other direction of this is pure goofiness. It's people in giant monster suits, and it's a really good time. And usually our WrestleMania weekend shows, it's pretty funny because those are usually the midnight shows. So you can imagine the state people are in. And of course, the beauty in Livonia on December 13th is we're doing a doubleheader with Shine Wrestling. You know, so first you have Shine Wrestling and you have some of the best ladies that are in that up and coming category out there kicking each other's butt. Then you've had the whole opportunity because Livonia is indeed a place with adult beverages that you could be enjoying those and then have an intermission. And next thing you know, here's giant monsters, right? I mean, it's goofy, but good goofy. And, you know, the difference there, there's a guy that might look a little bit like me. That'll be the one that'll be running around with the microphone. And it's like live commentary, like on the house mic. You know, so you're basically explaining what you're seeing and making bad dad jokes with the crowd, and the crowd gets to participate. So it's really corny in a good way.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really looking forward to see this just to see what the hell happens. Because, Devin, you were telling me about this, and I saw it was attached to Shine and all that stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's one of those where it's like, hey guys, did you enjoy this athletic competition of ladies who are women athletes? Okay, now for something totally different. And we've done this before. So at first you would think we were crazy. Maybe we were. But, you know, we've done this before where we have, you know, Kaiju along with one of our, you know, more no kidding professional wrestling brands. And it really does. It makes for like a fun time after a serious time. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like you watch the, you know, you watch the movie that has all these emotional highs and lows. And then it's like, we're just going to have a goofy time for a couple hours. You know, that's Kaiju. And not to say that there's not, you know, some emotion and stories, because there are, but it's totally different. You know, again, you know, you're going to see, who knows? I mean, and I mean that in a good way. Like, you know, one of the beauties with your guys' market is if the giant monsters fight outside of the ring and it trumbles all over the building, you know, there's not a state athletic commission that's going to shut us down. So expect goofy, goofy things going on. And that's, you know, that's really what Kaiju is all about. And that was one of those things that, you know, we're obviously testing the waters with, you know, what's the best way to get it out there in the Midwest. It'll still be a live eye pay-per-view as well, but it really is one of those things that, at least for me, is so much more fun in person. And, you know, and I'm hoping this is the first time of many to get Kaiju Big Battle out there in between Livonia and Chicago. I think it's going to be pretty crazy. And it's been quite a while since Kaiju's been out in that market.
So I'm going to just take a stab and say that past guest of the show, Lindsay Snow, known as the American Kaiju, isn't probably going to have anything to do with this one.
she'll be on Shine. But yeah, no, I actually took exception to her using that name because I've known Lindsay for quite a while since she was, you know, not that she's super long in her career now, and I mean that politely, but when she was even earlier in her career down in the Florida area. And then when I, you know, when we brought her back to Shine, I was excited to see how much she'd grown, or pun intended, evolved, right? You know, when she's like, I'm the American Kaiju, I'm like, what? You can't use that term, you know? And so that's been, in fact, I'm pretty sure, if not this past Shine, there's at least been some other opportunity where I've been able to be on commentary and make a comment. What does she know about Kaiju? Like just being a cute nudge, you know, but obviously she's got the cojones to back it up. So there's not a lot of people who can say I'm basically a, you know, as tough as a giant monster, try to fight me. And she's one of those who actually is.
So with that being said, my question for you is, we talked about how NXT coming in is a big help to Evolve. But with that being said, you've mentioned, you know, even just looking at the list of NXT superstars that are going to be there, you know, mentioning Shine, you know, Shotzi Blackheart just went over there to NXT. You've had, you know, you guys have had multiple guys that have gone to NXT out of Evolve and gone other places out of Evolve. Can you speak a little bit to how that, you know, how that works for you guys as far as having to replenish that roster? And is it gotten to a place now where with the integration of NXT, do you guys have more guys that are coming to you, or what's the challenge in having to rebuild either one of those rosters, whether it be Shine or Evolve, with, you know, all the exposure you guys are getting?
No. So darn good question. Right. And, you know, obviously selfishly, like we were talking about Walter earlier, right? I mean, how awesome would it be if I could be like, I'll have Walter on my roster forever, you know, so, you know, you have a great top attraction. But, you know, the reality is that there really is the cycle of the ebbing and flowing, right? And so as each one of these guys, you know, graduates, so to speak, it opens up a spot on the roster. And, you know, there's as much as it sounds like, you know, cliche, it really is opportunity. And so, yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to see like all the names I listed earlier of like all the guys on the roster who I'm like, these are the guys you're going to remember. And if you're like, and they've all got signed tomorrow and you'll never see them again. Yeah, that would that'd be a little hard to instantly recover from. But that's one of the cool things with the injection of being able to have certain guys like a Walter or Cassius Ohno or an Adam Cole, you know, some of these guys that you get to have come back, mix it up with guys that are coming up from our roster. Not only do you get those matches that are unique that you couldn't have in other places, helps our guys develop. And at the same time also starts to show that, whoa, maybe a guy's at a level higher than you thought he was. And I mean that in a good way, you know? And so that's one of those things too, when you see a guy that, you know, maybe you're not totally sold on or you're not familiar with, suddenly hang with someone like an Adam Cole, as an example, you go, whoa, this guy's actually pretty good, you know, and let alone what he's picking up in the ring. And it's the same with Shine, you know, as the ladies move on. In fact, literally with Shotzi, she wrapped up with us both formally at Evolve. Yes, I know she's back here this weekend. Of course, some people, they're always the heartburn. It was the last weekend. How do we get her back? Sorry, guys. How dare us get another awesome weekend with Shotzi Blackheart, right? But kidding aside, from the Shine perspective, that really was her last match in Shine at Shine 62. And she basically left as the Shine Nova champion. So what we're doing and kicking off at Shine 63 on December 13th in Livonia is we're kicking off a tournament to crown a new Shine Nova champion. And so again, this is an opportunity to, you know, really start afresh, you know, and in fact, that championship appeared, you know, get this, you want to talk about a crappy time to run shows. We actually did our original Shinedown Championship tournament the same weekend as the Mae Young Classic, the first Mae Young Classic.
Oh boy.
So, we had the day first, let the record show, but so here we are in Tampa running, not very far from Orlando and putting on the same concept. Hey, do you want to see, you know, women. So that was a great opportunity, literally, to show who's new, because a good three quarters of our roster of the regulars at the time were part of the Mae Young Classic, you know? And in the end, the ladies that were part of that Shinedown Championship tournament are the cream that rose to the top, and they're the ones actually carrying the company now. And that's what kind of excites me about this is here's an opportunity to, again, you know, establish. I actually personally like tournaments. Not too many of them, don't get me wrong, but like when you do them and do them right, you know, it can really build feuds. It can show you who's, you know, who's ready to move on to what level in a company and so forth. And, you know, so that really is a cool kind of opportunity type thing. But of course, in Evolve, getting the opportunity to have somebody like a Shotzi Blackheart and be able to say, hey, one more weekend, you know, we couldn't do that, right? And the same Austin Theory is a great example. He showed up on a NXT TakeOver. Even I legitimately didn't know he was going to be a TakeOver when he showed up there a couple months ago. So I knew obviously he was signing, but nobody gave me the heads up. And I just so happened to be watching TakeOver. And maybe I so happened to have the credentials to the Evolve Twitter. So maybe I was able to get a picture quickly of my TV and go, holy crap, and get it up. And then not long thereafter, somebody else with those same credentials had an interview with him. And then I was texting, why didn't you tell me he was going to be there? I was so excited, right? But, you know, there would have been a day where that was it, right? He showed up in the audience at Evolve. You're never going to, or excuse me, at NXT, you'll never see him in Evolve again. Well, obviously it worked out that, you know, here he was for quite a few more events. And you know, so that's kind of one of those cool things too, is the story doesn't need to end if it's not time. Or of course, when it is time, it opens up those places. And then the guys like the Babatundes, who I think is going to be a huge star, by the way, I'm dead serious. When he finally gets a chance to show what he can do in the right setting, I think he's getting to show that in Evolve. And I think from a WWE perspective, you know, there's just something so likable about the big man, you know, but like getting to see guys like him and guys like Aturo Huas that are at the other end, kind of from a perspective of showing, hey, you know, here's what we can do. You haven't gotten to see it yet in NXT. I mean, I'll tell you right now, getting to see Pete Dunne versus Huas in one of the early Wednesday night live shows, you know, that's a match that probably wouldn't have happened had Huas not been doing what he's been doing in Evolve. And instead, it helps raise their stock. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, gets those guys, gets them excited. They, you know, especially guys like Huas and Babatunde. I mean, they come in each one of these weekends like, yeah, let's go. You know, I mean, that's legitimate because they're not getting to do it as much as they'd like. Right. You know, and it's totally a different atmosphere. As much as I love the, you know, the Florida loops they do of the NXT house shows, you know, it's a different audience and they're a fun audience. But, you know, you guys have been at these Livonia shows. I mean, this is like, there's not a lot of places that can compete with like the atmosphere in Laboom in Queens, New York. And this is one of those places, you know, so it's exciting to be there and hear the crowd be into everything. And, you know, even with our indie sounding PA, people don't give a crap. They're still having fun, you know, like. That's what makes shows like this so special and so worth it for these guys to want to be at.
I mean, I think you pretty much wrapped the bow for us, man. I mean, you've got Evolve this Friday, December 6th, Livonia, Knights of Columbus. And then the following week, like he said, you know, you've got Shine and Kaiju Big Battles. So, I mean, the next 2 weeks, you've got great stuff coming to the Detroit area. Trevin, let everybody know where they can find tickets before we let you get out of here and let them know where they can find you again.
Absolutely. So WWNLive.com, which stands for World Wrestling Network. So since I said it fast enough, it's what letters did he say? It's WWNLive.com. So that'll get you over all the tickets, all the info, both December 6th, like we talked about, Evolve 141 in Livonia. Then the following week, you've got both the Shine 63, but then the name of the Kaiju show is actually an attempt to do the, you know, the noise, or not the noise, but the sound they do on Friday the 13th. From the movies, you know what I mean? Like the, mm-hmm. like the, right. That's the name of the show actually. And so Friday the 13th, Kaiju Big Battle. You can only imagine what that's going to look like. Right. You got to think we'll have to do something with being Friday the 13th. So, you know, and then when it comes to me, indeed, if you want to see random shilling from, all our WWN brands, that's _Trevin_Adams.
Well, brother, man,
I got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Just one more.
I'm here. I'm not in a rush.
All right, who would win a fight between Mr. Satan, Hercule, and Aqua Bruh?
Well, I'm going to go with the Aqua Bruh just because Cyrus Satine's my boy.
Nice. Shout out to Cyrus Sad.
Yeah, he's the man, dude. Actually, all right, so you know, you brought him up. So we got to go with this, right? So sorry if I'm blowing your times for the show and everything.
You're all good.
But so here's the thing with Satine. You know, so he, like, no joke, right? So this is a guy that, you know, obviously you guys are probably familiar with just from Michigan in general. But he's a dude who was doing good stuff there. And he said, you know what? You know, did a handful of our Evolve seminar tryouts. And he basically said, hey, look, I'm going to relocate. I'm going to come down to Florida. I mentioned the training center, getting to train with guys like Matt Seidel. And then I've had personally worked with him really closely in our American Combat Wrestling brand. And seeing how much an audience that had no clue who he was has taken to him, seeing him get even better. And he's one of those guys that every opportunity he's given just knocks it out of the park. Like from back in August, Anthony Henry ended up, who's the FIP World Heavyweight Champion, ended up defending that championship on one of our AECW shows that we have an umbrella we call Proving Ground. So every Wednesday night, they'll be, so literally tomorrow, I know, and now, of course, Wednesday's a pretty contested night, but every Wednesday night live in a place called Newport Richey, Florida, you know, you'll get a couple hundred people there that are really rabid fans that come each week, and, you know, they like certain people, and they'll get behind them and so forth. Well, he had a match with Anthony Henry that was, like, Evolve-worthy. And you can find this if you literally type in American Combat Wrestling YouTube and go back to, I want to say it was August 7th. But, you know, I think we put a cute little like, because JD Drake, oh no, did Drake end up not being at the show? Is I ADD out loud? But it was, I think Drake was supposed to be on it too, but for sure, obviously, Anthony Henry versus Satine, we put some kind of cute little Evolve moniker on it or whatever. But you would have thought, I mean, that could have been WrestleMania, one of those things. And that's how hard he worked and how great a job he's done. And he's done an awesome job in Full Impact Pro Wrestling. And, you know, and like I said, he's one of those dudes that, you know, whether it's with us or whoever snatches him up, super hardworking and a guy that, you know, has put in the hours. And you hear about certain people that, oh, man, doesn't take breaks, no days off. I mean, that is literally Cyrus Satine. So, man, he's totally impressed me.
Absolutely. Shout out to Keith Sweaty.
With that being said, man, we appreciate your time, and we're definitely going to have to see you this Friday, as all the rest of you guys should, in Livonia, Knights of Columbus. Shine and Evolve will be here the next 2 weeks. Make sure you're there.
And we're live too, by the way. So if you can't be there in person, Club WWN, a very unique price point. We didn't actually talk about the streaming aspect. So $9.99 a month. You've never heard that number before. But that's where you can get all of our content, whether it's Evolve, Shine, and so forth. Yep. Yes, indeed. Very unique price point. But so again, you can get all those details, either clubwbn.com or wbnlive.com. But if you're listening and you go, oh, crap, I can't be there, you can watch it either live from home or video on demand, any place with an internet connection.
That's for you, our listeners that always are listening in Hawaii.
Lucky people.
It's Justin Timberlake, favorite MMA and wrestling podcast.
Thanks for letting them know. That being,
I was a JC Chazé guy, so you know, of course, JC didn't make the Justin level. I still respect Justin, but should have been JC.
JC has the better voice, anyway.
Randy has interjected. That means, I mean, I have nothing for that one. Well, with that being said, brother man, we won't hold you guys up, brother.
Bye, bye, bye. Is that what you're saying?
Well played, sir.
I couldn't even think of nothing better than that.
Well played, sir. Oh, shit. Very well played.
And that's why Trevor makes it big.
I'll tell you guys. But no, for real, thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure.
No problem, man. We'll see you this Friday.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, gentlemen. Dropping off.
All right.
With that being said, man, you've heard about the Build with Evolve. And if you're looking to build yourself a new house, check out the homies at Stransky & Company. They're the top producing real estate company that specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They're the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449. If you're looking at the screen, you can see their logo in the bottom left corner. You can find them on all their social medias at Stransky & Company or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Check them out. They've got some pretty dope houses. With that being said, we've got a lot to cover in the other spectrum of our show, man. There's been a lot going on in the combat world. This weekend, you've got Joshua versus Ruiz over there in Saudi Arabia. You've got the two big fights that were named for UFC. So which one do you guys want to jump into first?
The Ruiz.
All right. I'll let you go first, Tony.
I said the Ruiz, man. He's a guy.
I thought you said Ruiz, my bad. It sounded like you said Ruiz.
Who you got, Kyle? You never go first, man.
I'll go first. So since everybody's saying it's going to be Ruiz, I don't know why, but I just have a sneaking suspicion that I think Anthony Joshua is going to win this fight, and I've seen that he's been working with Vladimir Klitschko to get ready for this fight, and it'll be interesting.
Bad brothers, man.
Hey, man, it'll be interesting to see if he can implement anything that Klitschko learned from the world-famous home in here in Detroit, Kronk. You know, Klitschko, before Emmanuel Stewart passed, you know, he did a lot of work with Manny. Let's see if Joshua can implement that. I'm going with Joshua. Who you guys got?
Man, you know, I always go for the underdog, man. Ruiz is in rare form right now, man. Man, that's a tough one, you know. That's like almost saying that Cerrone is going to beat McGregor. You know, it's like one of those things you want to see happen. But
you can't bank on it. Devin, who you got?
Well, first, I completely forgot this fight was this weekend, but I'm very, very interested in seeing it because
Justin Timber,
I don't know if you pointed to you. That first fight was the second largest upset in boxing history. And if you go back on our Facebook page, I posted a little documentary that he did about that fight. I think given that Joshua was originally supposed to fight someone else, and this was sort of like a last minute replacement, it kind of put Joshua in a spot where he wasn't necessarily 100% prepared for it. But I think this time, if you give him a full camp, he's pissed off because he lost his title and he was upset. I think Joshua's going to come away with the victory, but it wouldn't surprise me if Ruiz wins it again. But I'm picking Joshua on this one.
Uh-oh. Devin's going with me. Hopefully it doesn't end up like Kevin's picks.
So I'm the only one that picked Ruiz to win this one, huh?
Yep, you're on your own on this one. Hopefully Devin doesn't end up like we have with Kev for taking my pick. With that being said, Tony, you brought up the other big news that's been going on. You know, they've announced that you're going to have Cowboy versus Conor McGregor. Devin already said he's going to be there. I already rang the bell, so fuck you. That being said, I like this fight. If this fight does what it should on paper, I mean, it's got the makings for one hell of a fight. But I'll be honest with you, I don't bet on fights like that, but anyone that's listened to our show and listened to me talk about my thoughts on MMA, I'm a big Cowboy fan. I also like McGregor, but I got to say, with those betting lines, I don't really bet on fights like that, but I would be willing to put some money on Cerrone because, man, they got him as a huge underdog, even with Conor being off so long.
Here's the thing about Cowboy, man. When you count him out, like, oh, he's definitely not going to win this fight. He wins those fights. And as soon as you're like, oh, he definitely going to win this fight, then he gets a title shot. He fucking loses. So, like, just for everybody to expect him to lose this fight, chances are he's probably going to win it. And then he's going to get another opportunity to, like, get that title if he's still fucking chasing it, and he's going to fucking lose again. So, man, I love Cowboy. He's Chase Burnett's favorite ground and pound guy. And shout out to Justin Timberlake and Jaden Smith because this is their favorite MMA and pro wrestling podcast.
Devin, who are you taking?
Oh, real quick, make sure you get your tickets for Jaden. Oh no, my bad. That was Sunday. My bad. Jaden Smith was in Detroit this past Sunday.
Tony, were you in the building?
Man, I was backstage. Man, we had the crystals. We were sitting in a circle. We had the aromatherapy candles on deck. He had some DMT. I was like, hey man, you know. And he was like, oh man, it's the only one I got. I was like, you can have that. You know what I mean? So I was messing with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That's one of my favorite songs when I'm on the trip. And my favorite rocket ship zooming through the sky, Little Einsteins.
I have no follow up for that, but. I mean, like we were saying, man, those are both big fights that we got to look forward to, and that's not even counting the UFC card that we've got coming up. You've got Usman versus Colby Covington, which Colby Covington may very well finally get what he's got coming to him for running his mouth like that, because, shit, the guy trains at American Top Team, but from what I've seen, it almost looks like the entire American Top Team team has essentially, you know, disowned the guy. So, I don't know. With that one, I feel like Usman is about to fuck Colby Covington up.
I think Usman should fuck up Colby, but man, it's just like one of those things where you're so angry and you want to knock somebody out so bad that you leave yourself open. So there's also that factor. It's like fucking Chael Sonnen, man. That dude would talk the most shit. And people be ready and mad to whoop his ass, and he gets you. You know, he catch you slipping. Bones Jones beat his ass, though, and I was happy about that. But besides that, man, it's just like, is he in his head? You know, that's the question. If he gets in his head, he already won.
That's a very good point, man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to just throw this out here. I feel like Chael Sonnen missed his calling. I think he should have kept with wrestling after he trained at the power plant.
He definitely got some good promo skills. I give him that.
Devin, who you got?
I'm going with Usman. I think he's disciplined enough to, you know, keep his head together. And, you know, yeah, he's definitely going to want to, you know, mess him up, man. But I think he'll do it the right way, the more disciplined way, and I think he'll get the job done.
Well, with that being said, we're running short on time. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you are a wrestling fan, we've told you about all the stuff that's here in Michigan. If you're a fight fan, there's MMA, there's boxing, there's all kinds of stuff. There was WXC that we were just at last week.
Wilder in January.
And that, bro, Wilder and Fury, bro. When they lock that up again, I can't wait to see that. Shout out to AB. I know you're on your way out there to Saudi Arabia for that fight this weekend. And shout out to Andreas, who's already Adrian down there Banner? With DAZN.
AB is Adrian Banner?
No. He's a buddy of mine I met in New York. He's got his own boxing channel, but he's interviewed like Wilder and all those guys. He's down there to go cover the fight.
You know, I also want to give a shout out to Murder Mani. You know, he out here training people not to whoop ass just like he do.
Yes, sir.
Past guest of the show, one of our favorite guests. This is his favorite pro wrestling MMA podcast. So, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to Justin Timberlake. Shout out to Jaden Smith. Shout out to the Randy. Y'all, watch out for that pinky finger. If it goes in the air, man, he taking your wife.
If you could see the look on his face right now, Tony.
He's going to take your wife just because his pinky finger got thrown in the air. 4 carat magics in the air. Head to Tulsa player.
Dude, the look on Randy's face right now is priceless.
You see that blush thing he does when he's like trying not to smile and his face turns red?
I don't think he knows what the fuck's going on right now. But with that being said, man, make sure you're checking us out on all our social medias. This Wednesday, most likely Thursday morning, there's going to be another episode of Knockouts and Three Counts after the bell. We're going to come up with a different name since Corey Graves stole our fucking name. I'm going to give my thoughts on NXT and AEW shortly thereafter. And also, you heard us talk about Shine. Make sure you stay tuned because we have a very special guest that should be coming to join us next week. With that being said, why don't you guys throw out your social media, let them know where they can find you again real quick, and we'll let them out of here.
You can find me on Facebook at Marty Jannetty. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the Marty Jannetty. And I did not have sex with my young black daughter.
Oh my God. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? I have nothing. I have nothing. Fucking.
I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTheHe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. Make sure you check out the Return of All Steak No Sizzle podcast, January 6, 2020. And I'm done.
I have no rebuttal at this point. I don't even know what the fuck to say to that, even though I'm supposed to be the one running this ship right now, but fuck it. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, Detroit Knockout, NOKOUT. Make sure you check out the show, Knockouts and Three Counts podcast. If you're watching us live, you already know that, but let a friend know. Also, Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube, at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to Stransky and Company. With that being said, we'll see you this Friday at Evolve. Peace.